like swimming. And we just wondered if you mind showing that navel of yours out there in swimming pool.
Christ, I'll tell you, I'd love to go over, but it just so happens that I'm going to be swimming around here with a couple of congressmen in about 5 minutes.
All right, okay.
So, but gee, thanks for the offer.
And tell your wife I want her and two or three couples that are with you here to come over and have dinner with me in the next few nights, and we'll get a free night when Lady Bird gets back where we can just sit down and
wonderful.
Tell you how much we love you, and then also get some ideas on how to get people to love us. And I thought you did a wonderful job a while ago. Now, Wirtz, some of his crowd, they don't want anything centralized. They want it in each one of these departments, and he's not going to think he can sell labor. So he says he's going to try to sell them, but you better be there.
Well, that's what I thought.
Your driver better be prepared to sell them.
Yeah.
You better tell them that we get our nose under the tent, get these people to carry a bill for us, then we'll take the money and we'll transfer it to the Labor Department. And then next year we get elected, we'll come in, and the sky will be the limit. We'll really do something. But if they want us to have... we saw what Henry Rush did to the IDA last week,
exactly,
and we got a practical problem, and what do they recommend?
Yeah. Well, that's why I felt I should be there, because I don't know if Bill will be selling as hard as he might, you know.
That's right. Okay.
You know, we have a legislative gathering tonight.
Yeah, I know that. Now, I want you to get a good afternoon nap so you can dance those big... fat women over there.
All right.
Jack Valenti claims that there are too many of them too tall. Said if you'd get some short ones, he'd dance.
I bet you're not too displeased that this is the last one tonight.
Not a damn bit. And they talk about how I love this dancing. I wish till somebody should write it would come take my place. But I will say this, that even old Alger had an article in the Dallas News about he was treated courteously, and the White House was nice to him, and then Ms. Johnson talked to him about his children, and he talked to me about his children. I didn't even see him, but but I don't think they'd be quite as mad at us after this.
Well, they all expressed great pleasure with the thing, and it certainly went over terrifically.
Well,
about it.
Okay, now they're talking about administrative assistants that are working on civil rights. And I doubt the wisdom of that as against the anti-civil rights. But if you want to have them in for tea on your own, you can always deliver me. Just ask and I'll show up to the White House, East Room, any of those things you want in your legislative program, plan them now, because then you can deliver me. I'll show up. You can just say, I want you to come to the White House confidentially. I think the president will come by. But I want you as my guest, and maybe have their wives. Humphrey was suggesting that we take the leading administrative assistants and their wives and bring them down and have a little meeting. And we would do that one night next week. We wouldn't have them as civil rights administrative assistants. We'd just have them as friends of yours from different places. It's your old little obligation. You see what I mean?
Right. Okay.
But you think about those things, and let's sky's the limit now. What did you think about New Hampshire? Didn't we come out of that pretty clean?
Yeah, that came out all right. It came all right, thank goodness. God damn it.
It was your boy Carbineau's operating out in Wisconsin, they tell me this morning.
Well, I had a suspicion when I read the morning paper.
He was out there all last week. I talked to a fella.
He's a total...
And they can't even write him in, and they can't even print him, and they can't have a write-in. It's against the law out there.
Well, I'll tell you, those fellows got on the right track, but belatedly up there in New Hampshire. But I must say that they were busy over the last two or three days, obviously, and trying to get things straightened away. I noticed all those columnists started to get the the local touch up there.
Yeah, you've got to get me straightened out with Mary. Now, she's had three mean columns on me in the last 10 days.
You know, I'm going to talk to her soon. She's getting back here.
I just tell her that she can be in love with me, too, and I love her, and I think she's the best writer in town, and she just didn't want to get all this idea that I was notified and that I ought to have done all this and so forth. And I wasn't given much notification about this.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't.
And I didn't tell them to go on and do it, either.
No, I know that, too. And Mary got sold a pretty good bill of goods by Bill Duffy and a couple of those guys up there, obviously, sitting around that hotel of Bill's. I know that territory pretty good. I could just picture that one.
Well, I want you to know all the territory of this country good, because you're rewarding. And I noticed the only man that the Republicans could elect up there as one who works for the Democrats.
Yep, that's right.
Let's carry out our instructions. Goodbye.
Okay, Mr.